Welcome everyone to another episode of Spirit Wisdom Reset. My name is Uja Wajet, and this is my awesome co-host, Mayet Ajay Ibb. And today we are going to be talking about what's played out.
Yes, so. Lord. Played out. Hey y'all, how y'all doing out there today? How y'all doing? How y'all doing, beautiful people? What's going on with you? It has been a week, and this week kind of outline some things that help actually get prepared for what's played out.
Yes.
Actually, it has. Okay. What has played out is passive communication.
Let's talk about it. Communication. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Passive communication. What is that, you say? That's when you are not initiating communication, initiating a form of conversation, right? And waiting for somebody to do it for you. Mm-hmm. That's so played out. Listen, we're not 1930s no more. Speak your peace. Speak your mind. Say what you want, how you want it, when you want it, in the way you want it to happen. Instead of waiting for somebody to ask you something, won't you share it? This is what you like. We're adults now. That is played out. We have so many people who do that.
Mm-hmm.
They have issues with things and they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to bring it up. But they're waiting for an opportunity to bring it up. After you've spoken about something that's probably not even related to that subject matter. Have you ever experienced anything like that?
Oh, absolutely. When passive communication happens, there is a lack of proactivity, right? Mm-hmm, so you're just waiting to receive information.
Mm-hmm.
Versus proactively seeking it out. And, you know, this happens in so many different ways. I've personally noticed just through my own experience that when I communicate with people and they're just waiting to receive.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I've learned from that is like, I'm just going to kind of pull back a little bit.
Okay. He's on out the picture. Just fade on into the background.
You know, and I don't do it from a place of, I just take it as information. I don't judge the person for it. It's just like, that's just where they're at. I don't even know if they recognize that or not. And depending on the dynamic that I have with that person will determine, if it's something that I bring up, if it's worth bringing up or not. But for the most part,
right.
I look at it as information of like, okay, well, this is just how this person's communicating. And maybe they're just waiting to receive, but for whatever reason, there could be so many reasons why that is the way that they communicate. And sometimes selfish. Not intentional. What'd you say?
Selfish.
Sometimes it could
it's
be
all about me, 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 me. It's all about me. It's all about me. You got to be able to come to me with stuff. I shouldn't have to ask you. You should come to me. That's a screwed up way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That, that's not everybody, but that is a good example of when you are experiencing passive communication.
Yeah.
Then you get reamed about it. Then they get mad because you didn't bring up something when they already wanted to. All they had to do was ask. Like you said, be proactive. Ask a question. Inquire about the person. But then that also, in my mind, it may not be like that for everybody, but in my mind, it speaks to how important that person is to you.
Mm-hmm.
How much value you place on that person. You know, most people who proactively communicate, genuinely care about the other person. So they're going to inquire and ask questions because they, genuinely care about that person. Those of them, whether it's conscious or unconscious, that passively communicate, they're most of the times self-absorbed. It's all about me. Well, I feel like if you wanted me to know, you should have just let me know. But you, but if you upset if I didn't let you know, you get upset if I don't let you know something. You understand? But all you had to do was ask because you really wanted to know. But if you're inquiring about me proactively anyway, you're inquiring about the person, then you will know what's happening within that person's life because you care to ask. But a lot of people don't see it that way. I'm sorry. But that is played out. We are adults. We're in 2023, honey. 2023. That's played out. That is played all the way out. Okay.
And I think another important thing to note is, you know, we kind of touched a little bit on that conscious or unconscious aspect of it. And sometimes people don't recognize it's a pattern or, you know, it's a behavior from whatever previous experiences or whatever. And there's an opportunity there like that, like you can change that if you choose to. And you know, that's where communication, that's why communication is so important. And so how we navigate that, especially now, like with all the technology, it's so weird. This like, all this technology stuff, all this AI stuff, which is just going to continue to grow. Like, let's not forget the importance of that, of communication, like just verbal communication, exactly. Versus doing everything through through technology, through these man-made technologies, I should say, because we are much
dependent.
Yeah, very much so. And so I think it's just another thing to kind of mention. So even like when it comes to things being played out, I want to add one to the pot, and I will say that just being disconnected from like your physical form, like you're over consumption of media, which leads to that disconnection, is played out.
It's real played out, real played out. It becomes your life. It becomes, you spend countless amounts of hours not really focusing on what is most important. And that's you. You get lost in so much so, you get so lost to the point to where you don't even realize that you've been involved in, you know, social media platforms for the majority of the day. And thus you are neglecting you. You're neglecting
you. I've totally been there before.
Girl, yeah. Me too.
And I'm like, oh man. Yep. 5 hours later, like, where did the day go?
Like, I just came on here to do one thing and I've been on here for 4 hours. I done missed a meeting. Okay. I done missed 3, 4, 5 phone calls, 18 text messages, 35 emails that I could have gotten taken care of. Okay. And not only that, it was pretty outside today. I could have got my tail up and went outside and enjoyed outside. That is very played out. That is very played out. The more we get in, the deeper we get into it, the more it becomes played out to me. That's just me.
No, I agree.
That's just me. The struggle is played out. The struggle is played out.
That's a saying.
That struggle is played out. Do you hear me? I'm talking about, listen, it's okay for us to experience challenge, because you're going to have it regardless. But for to stay in that mindset of struggle, it's played out. To stay in that mindset of lack is played out. It is too much for us to be able to obtain within ourselves to struggle. To me, that mentality is so far gone. All it does is like a freaking virus that spreads into any and every area of your life. So if you got a struggle mentality with moolah, more than likely you got a struggle mentality with your relationships too.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it.
Yeah, it always shows up in multiple ways. And I feel like it's so easy to justify areas in your life that you do struggle with.
Mm-hmm.
But there's only so far you can go by staying there. It's like you can acknowledge the struggle and then choose to do something different, choose to do something else. And I feel like that's the thing. Like, don't just be defined by your struggle or the things that you're struggling with. Like, there are ways that you can move out of that. It's about shifting your perspective, finding support, whatever way that could be. But like, don't just stay stuck there, and don't use that as an excuse to not do the things that you want to do or that you know you need to do. Yeah, things are going to be hard, but then, okay, then what?
Listen, come out of it.
Complain about being hard, but what isn't hard? What can you do now? Like, sometimes we have to manage our own expectations, but let's not use struggle to, like, for me, that aspect of struggle that's played out is just using that as an excuse to stay stuck and to justify just not doing anything else, not taking action. And yeah, very, very much something that is played out.
Yes. So played out.
Mm-hmm.
So played out. Mm-hmm. What else would you say is played out in this good old 2023 and beyond?
I would say not taking care of yourself. Being the martyr, like putting yourself, like just being the one that's doing everything for everyone and you're putting yourself last. Like, no, that is not a way to really give, because you're not giving from a place of abundance. You're actually giving from a place of lack when you don't take care of yourself. The more you pour into yourself, the more that everyone else benefits from that, because you're better. You feel better, you have more energy. So when it comes to rest, when it comes to drinking water, when it comes to your mental, emotional, physical, energetic capacity. Like, so for example, just because you can do something or just because you have time to do something doesn't mean you have the capacity to do it. So you have to gauge those things. And those are also aspects of not taking care of yourself, because you're constantly just allowing yourself to just run on fumes and not just not eating or not drinking enough water, but the energy, the emotional stuff, the mental aspects of it as well. So you have to put yourself first. No, it's not selfish. And you need boundaries around that, which we talked about that in previous episodes. So definitely be sure to check out.
Absolutely. Not taking care of yourself is definitely played out. And using overworking yourself as trying to obtain this goal, and I got to get on my grind. I'm grinding right now. Don't have time for sleep. You ain't going to be able to grind. You don't get the proper rest. You won't be able to grind if you don't take time enough to eat the proper foods. You won't be able to grind the way you want. So not taking care of yourself is so played out. It's so played out, because at this point, if in the great 2023, by now, and I understand that everybody is where they are, and this is no shade to anyone that does not take care of themselves right now. I'm simply telling you, baby, that's played out. It's time for you to start loving on yourself enough to see where you are in need, to walk away from that job and quit doing all that overtime. And for what? You don't even have the physical, mental, or emotional fortitude to do anything about it. So you've spent all that time on that job. You've overworked yourself in all these different areas because you want to prove — that's a different thing. You want to prove something to somebody else most of the times you want to prove that it can be done to for somebody else. And you have some people want to prove things to themselves because, you know, they've seen where they have fallen off before. I understand that. But even in that, neglecting taking care of yourself, that's played out. That's played out, partner, because you're selfish when you do that. You're selfish. Now, if you by yourself and you don't know nobody else, and then you don't have a mama, a father, an uncle, an aunt, a cousin, a friend, nobody that cares about you, then do your thing, partner. But I doubt very seriously that you don't have at least one person who cares enough about you. You're being selfish when you don't take care of yourself. That is so played out. So played out. One final thing that we're going to talk about that is what's played out in 2023, baby, is this pandemic. I'm so sick of hearing it. I'm sick of hearing about it. I'm sick of people still walking around with masks on. And I understand to each his own, and you do whatever it is that you want to do. And I get that. But don't, I'm sick of you judging other people for doing the very same thing. I'm sick of you saying when studies and there's research that have proven certain specific things have been a falseness when it comes to this thing. It's right in your face saying it's false. That's a big red F. It's a fail. It's a false fail. And you still want to hold on to it because you've been so conditioned to believe whatever was said to you. And you start being compliant in that. It's you judging somebody else for what they decide to do for themselves is played out when it comes to this thing. When it comes to this pandemic, it's played out. You decided you still want to wear your mask, didn't wear your mask. If somebody else walking next to you that didn't want to wear their mask, it's played out. You're trying to talk about them. It's played out for you still trying to tell them to go get the little thing. If they don't want to get it, you got it. Good for you. You're the one supposed to be protected, right? You're protected from it, supposedly. So why are you worried about what somebody else is doing? So that is played out. Can we just ride and go to something else already? Because I am so sick of this thing. I'm sick of hearing about it. I'm sick of it being recanted. But it was two whole years of programming and conditioning people to be a specific kind of way. It has brought so much chaos and division. It is crazy. When I tell you that thing is played out, need to be put to bed, it's played out and need to be put to bed. Listen, if you're a friend of mine, let me just say this to them. Look. Being the camera. If you're a friend of mine and you want to have communication about that, don't bring it up to me because it is absolutely played out. I'm tired of hearing about it. I don't care to hear about it. I am firm in the position that I hold when it comes to it. And there's nothing you're going to do that's going to sway that to your way of thinking. So just know that. Don't bring it to me. Because it's played out, baby. It's played out.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like the whole experience with the pandemic, if anything, was an opportunity to review your life, what's working and not working. And if you, quote unquote, make it to the other side of it, which we're on the other side of it. I think anyway.
Yep.
It's like, now what? And are you, and some of this kind of ties into some of the other things we mentioned today, but are you going to keep using the pandemic as a reason to not do something, or is it going to be motivation to do something? I absolutely agree. Respect everyone's decision and opinion when it comes to what they want to do with their bodies. I'm a huge advocate of that. I mean, oh my gosh, with all the other all the other things going on with abortion rights and things like that, I feel like just stuff along with politics and government could be a whole other conversation. But just when it comes to looking at what is it that you want and need? What is this pandemic actually doing for you now? Did it help you? A lot of people made some really good money during the pandemic. It actually created a lot of job opportunities.
And it shifted and changed the way we do work.
Yeah. And it created a lot of opportunities, you know, to free yourself from a job that you hated and become more, maybe become self-employed, maybe find some other side hustles or things like that. But it's like, how can you use some of these experiences and the lessons learned to your advantage? And are you doing that? Are you doing that? Because Yeah, it's 2023.
Baby. And yeah. It is played out. So this episode was talking about a few things that you might want to ponder and kind of do a self-assessment to see where you are in those things and see if it's a bother to you. If it ain't, honey, stay where you at, to each his own. But if it is something that you feel is a hindrance to your evolution, do something about it. Do something about it.
This was fun.
Yeah, we did. We got to do some more of these. So look for us in the future to do some episodes randomly on what's played out, because there are going to be so many things that we could talk about. I am Mayette Ajayev. This is my co-host, Ujo Wajet, and this is Spirit Wisdom Reset, the podcast. Listen here, y'all. Go and subscribe to our VIP list. You can click the link in the bio of whatever platform, whether it be YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. You can click the link in the bio that will take you to a host of things that you are able to do for us. The VIP list is one of them. Make certain you get on that. There are going to be specific benefits that you will have only on the VIP list. And it'll also get you in the know of when our new episodes will drop, what we'll be doing, and how we're going to be doing it. So make certain you do that. And share us with a friend. Share us with a friend or two or three or four. Okay? Let them know that there is something different, something unique, and there is two beautiful souls who don't give a flying flip about what you feel about what we say, because we're going to say it anyway. All right?
Damn right.
All right.
See y'all on the next one.
All right. Peace.